5th District Supervisor Linda Hopkins says the effects from last November's election could be felt almost immediately among Sonoma County's immigrant community.
Right after Donald Trump was elected, I would say there were half a dozen rumors of ICE raids in Sonoma County from Petaluma to Cloverdale. We were hearing reports something would go viral on Facebook and panic would just run through the community.
Hopkins says none of these rumors turned out to be true, but the whole ordeal is a testament to the unease immigrants, both legal and undocumented, are feeling in Sonoma County. Now the county is trying to help this community face its fears head on through the Immigration Initiative, a public-private partnership that aims to dispel deportation myths and increase services to immigrants through a series of town halls. Hopkins says educating these communities on what's available to them is key.
They don't really necessarily see a difference between federal, state, and county government. And our job as county government is to provide services to the residents in our community.
Hopkins says immigrants are eligible for any service funded by the state of California. That includes public schools, food assistance, and medical programs. But a report from the county in May described significant withdrawal of immigrant families from county-run programs.
Kids are going hungry. Healthcare needs are going unmet. And we want to get out there in the community to assure them that they still have access to certain county services.
Richard Koshnier is a staff attorney at VITAS, a Santa Rosa nonprofit that provides legal services to immigrants. He says he hears troubling things from his clients.
Since Mr. Trump was elected, the fear has increased enormously. Some are even afraid to go to medical appointments, sign their kids up for school and other things, just even afraid to leave the home.
And their fear is not unfounded. A May report from Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, said the number of people being detained by the federal agency increased by nearly 40% from last year. And President Trump has promised to hire thousands more ICE agents to speed up deportations. Koshnier says so far no one in Sonoma County has been held by ICE because of enrollment in local services. And the Sonoma County Sheriff's Office's recent commitment to limit cooperation with ICE is a good sign, but
we can never really say that there's a 0% chance. We don't know what Trump and his folks in Washington may order the ICE officers to do.
Koshnier's law firm VITAS and several other immigrant groups will be at Sonoma County's immigration town halls, providing legal services and educating the community on their rights. Supervisor Linda Hopkins will be hosting the first of 5 meetings beginning this evening. Hopkins says for her, these meetings are about re-establishing trust and listening to the concerns of Sonoma County's immigrant communities. She wants to
show them that local government cares. Local government is still here for you. Local government is still trying to meet the needs of the community, no matter what's happening on a federal level.
The first meeting starts at 6 p.m. tonight at the Roseland Village Neighborhood Center in Santa Rosa. I'm Tiffany Kamhai for KRCB's North Bay Report.